For men that experience erectile dysfunction, this can be such an amazing, incredible tool, because so often I work a lot with men that are experiencing ED. The partners, generally female partners, are feeling that guilt. Like, it's because of me, it's something I'm doing or something I'm not doing. And so bringing in an exercise like this with cock worship, you are, because I fully believe that ED, yes, there's a physical component of it. And when I work with people, I'm like, talk to the doctor, get the blood test, like make sure everything is working right. You know, blood flow is circulating, no heart issues, all of that. But 90% of the time it's mental focus, because they're either they had a traumatic experience, they had a time where something didn't go well, or they were criticized, or they were shamed or degraded or something. And, you know, something happened, something was imprinted there. And that's either consciously or subconsciously coming up when they're having sex.
Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach.
All right, so we are back with the Rachel Main. We just finished up the Her Retreat and decided to record a quick podcast episode. So today I want to talk to you about cock worship. This is something that you have posted about on social media, talked about on your podcast, something that you do with your husband, Danny. And I am so curious to learn more about cock worship and like what exactly that is and really dive into like, why would somebody want to do this and how do you create this? So let's just start with, what is it?
Yeah. Honestly, it's one of my favorite things to do because it's such a way for me to be able to give back to him and like pour into him, be intentional with him. And I think it's such a gift too for him and for other men to receive without this perception of I have to be hard, I need to come, I need to please her, I need to reciprocate. So in short, cock worship is basically like a very intentional, loving massage that you're giving to your partner, and you're mainly focusing on genitals. And not even in how I would say to set this up, it's not like you're laying them down and then you're going straight for penis. It's like there's that workup, there's that buildup. So you might start with having them on their back and maybe giving them like a nice, not like a deep tissue massage, like you want it to be like a really relaxing experience for them. And then, you know, you flip them over, you're massaging legs, you're massaging chest. Massaging chest, just to throw this in there, is one of my favorite things to do and something I really recommend for women that have male partners, because so often men are not getting that love there. Like, so massaging their chest, you're centering on that heart chakra. And this whole experience is all about love and pleasure and giving. So yeah, really spending some time there. And for men, that's a place of masculinity for them. Like, they feel strong in their chest and their shoulders. And yeah, that like screams like, I am man, right? So being able to focus on that and then going to genitals with, again, just the perception of this is pleasure for you. There's no need to perform. This is just for you to enjoy and just for you to receive.
That lack of performance, or like the need to perform, I think is so important, because so often in sex, and I know like in my like many sexual experiences, it's a performance. And that's kind of what we're taught is what sexual experiences should be.
Air quote. Yeah.
And so how do you set it up and tell him that this is what we're going to do?
Yeah. So I always tell people, I'm like, use this podcast in his example, like use me as your scapegoat almost, and say, you know, hey, baby, like I was listening to this thing, I was listening to this podcast, or I was reading this book, or I saw on Instagram, you know, use something like that and say, and there's this really cool thing I was learning about and I want to try it with you. And I feel like there's that element of surprise, but sometimes with this, it's, you want to kind of give them a little rundown of what's going to happen, because this is not just like a hand job on steroids. Like that's not what this is. This really is an experience. So to be able to give them a heads up, like, hey, your job is only to receive. Your job is not to, you know, they're taking the pressure off. That's where I wanted to go with this. Like the pressure that men have, that penises have, right? It's the pressure to be hard, to stay hard, to not come too fast, to not take too long to come, right? To give her an orgasm or give them an orgasm, right? There's so much pressure. And so in this experience, you're taking all of that off the table. Like they just get to be, they just get to enjoy. Again, when I was saying like bringing up the King worship nights, these are a dedicated night that I schedule essentially for him. So I put it on our shared calendar. I send him the invite, he accepts. And I think that's like a cute little sexy exchange. You give them something then to look forward to. So I prep our space. You don't have to have a separate space. You can do this in your bedroom. You could do this in your living room, but you want to prep it in ways that what feels good to them. So if they like slower erotic music, you know, have that playing. If they like 90s rock, maybe have that playing. So you're really catering to them. It makes me think of that song by the I'm a Cater to You.
Yeah, that, who is Destiny's that? Child?
Yeah, I was like, is it Destiny's
Child? Way back
Child?
In the day.
Yeah, I was thinking Beyonce. So yeah, thinking kind of with that intention in mind, and you think bringing in the senses. So what kind of smells does he like? What kind of textures does he like? And lube. So you're going to want to use lube. You're going to want to use oils, whatever his preference is. So thinking through maybe his own self-pleasure practices, what's generally his go-to, though if it's something that, you know, is not recommended, I would introduce him to something new, like a coconut oil or a silicone lube or something like that. And so, and then you're inviting him into the space. You're giving him that heads up. And it's, and again, it's just, this is for you to enjoy. You don't need to stay hard. You don't need to orgasm. You might orgasm and that's okay, but I'm not going to stop after. And that, I think that's so powerful in itself, because so often sex is set up to where it's like, oh, it's over once the man comes.
You know. Don't stop even if he does come.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tell me more.
Yeah. So when I'm doing this, it's like, so I'm here, I'm present with him. I'm pouring all, everything I have into him. There's no distractions. It's like just, oh my God, it like literally gives me chills to like think about. It's one of my, again, it's like one of my favorite things to do. I feel like I go into this trance when I'm doing it. So I'm focusing on this. I'm massaging inner thighs, right? I'm leading up to that. And again, for a man, this is not like a 10 minute thing you're doing, a 20 minute thing you're doing. Oftentimes it's like, it might be up to an hour, hour and a half that we're doing this, sometimes more. And so that's unrealistic for him to stay hard that long, right? Mm-hmm. And this is such a, like a relaxing experience for them. So if I'm doing it, and I remember this like first couple times, he's like, oh, I'm like, I'm not hard. I'm like, that's okay, babe. Like, are you still enjoying it? Are you still here with me? Is this touch feeling good to you? Because I'm really loving this. Like, I'm loving giving into you and pouring into you. And this is really enjoyable for me. So is it okay if I keep going? And so it's almost like you take him out this state of hardness, and then the softening comes in, literally and figuratively speaking, but the softening, like him just allowing to surrender into the experience. And yeah, just the, I mean, it's just, it's beautiful to see. And so then maybe he becomes hard again. Maybe it's more arousal, but the whole thing is pleasure focused for him. And it's love and it's him receiving. So yeah, orgasm might happen. And this is the other thing, like orgasm can happen whether or not they're hard or soft. And that's a thing. Like a lot of people don't know that. And so that happens and it's like, okay, we're not done. Like this is still an enjoyable experience. Is this touch, is this pleasure still feeling good to you? And you change that script for them. You change it, what your lens and like what your structure of sex is, that sex can keep going after male ejaculation. It keeps going after female ejaculation.
Yes,
right?
It does.
Like why do we choose like, okay, he came, boom, goal, boxes checked, right? We can be done now. So yeah, I think it's a new way for people.
Yeah. So we're taking like all of the goals off the table and the to-do list is gone and it's just more about presence and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So men can ejaculate when they're soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has this happened?
I've never witnessed it happen, okay. No, but yeah. So I had a guest, Serena Haynes, come on my podcast to talk about this. And she mentioned that. And I've actually had a few other podcast guests that have talked about this. Yeah, the sex coaches, I feel like that specialize in penis play and more like male sex coaches would probably have a better understanding. So don't ask me to go into the details, nitty gritty of it. And I have heard this too in my educational practices, you know, through sex therapy school and stuff.
That's interesting. Yeah. A lady that I know that's also going to be on the podcast if our episode hasn't already aired, but she has a week in November that's called Soft Cock Week.
Mm.
And it's all focused around soft cocks.
Yeah.
So, I think I got some questions for her.
Yeah, certainly ask her. And there's, I think another thing to note is that men can orgasm without ejaculation. Yeah, that's a thing. And so, yeah, they might have that orgasm. You think of an energetic orgasm, right? They might have that energetic orgasm and cum doesn't, you know, come out of their penis. So certainly, yeah, pleasure is such a dynamic thing. There's so many ways to tap into
pleasure. Is so fucking juicy.
I know.
So with cock worship, you put it on your calendar, you set time away, like this is solely for you, your presence, your pleasure, and you do the thing, you enjoy the moment. How does this benefit your relationship? Or like, what is the goal of it? Or why should somebody include this in their routine?
Yeah. I think for one, it's something new. It's something different. Again, most men will not go through their lifetime with a partner that says, I just want you to be, I don't want you to perform. And so going back to that narrative again, that men are the pressure that they have on their cock specifically, you're taking that off the table. And then the second piece I would say, just the connection and the deeper intimacy. It's not, again, this like maintenance sex sort of thing. And you mentioned like scheduling, it's not even something that has to be scheduled. It could be, he came home, he's had a stressful day. I'm wanting to show my love. I'm wanting to show up for him and support him. I know this is something that he's enjoying or that he has enjoyed in the past. And so I might bring it up and say, hey, like, can we carve out 2 hours tonight? Can we meet upstairs and I'm going to take care of you, or I'm going to pour in love. I'm going to help you relax. So, but yeah, I would say the main thing is this piece, the deeper connection and doing intimacy in a different way. And then there's the flip side of this, right? I know we're focusing on cock worship, but there's also pussy worship or yoni massage, right? And so this can go both ways. And I think there's so many lessons to learn. And two, in this, you can also, if you're trying different techniques, you know, stroking of the penis, so often we're just doing this up and down motion, right? Like you think your classic hand job motion. With this, you can do like the swirling with your hands, right? Maybe you just go up and down the shaft with just your index finger, right? Like the double hands, the waterfall hands, like going down instead of going up. Flipping your hand upside down and doing it that, right? Trying your left hand if you normally are using your right hand. I mean, there's so many different things. My favorite one too is like you stroke the top of the head with all five of your fingers. Yeah, I think it's a little bit ticklish for him, but that gives me joy to like see him like squirm a little bit. And yeah, this is how it was taught to me, like when you're trying these different techniques, like to do the technique 5 to 10 times and then go to your next technique 5 to 10 times. So you're not just staying in the same thing every, you know, for too long or for not enough time, I guess.
I think that's a really helpful tip, because for me, I would just like not know how long to do something and then either not do it long enough or do it like too long. Mm-hmm. So that gives you a really good opportunity to explore different things. Do you use your mouth at all when you're doing a cock worship?
Good question. You certainly can. I mean, you know, nothing's really off limits with this. Another question I've gotten when talking with this is like, can you include anal play? Because that is part of male genitalia, right? That's their main pleasure source. And I think it's important for men to know that and understand that and experience that. So certainly, yeah, I would say, you know, nothing is really off the table. So if you wanted to do a little cock teasing with your mouth bring them to ejaculation with your mouth. But again, that's not the point, is to bring them to orgasm. And I would say if you're in the moment, as I mentioned, I go into like sort of this trance. So if you're feeling called to like, I really want to put you in my mouth right now, I really want to feel you in that way, then do it. Because if it's coming from a place of intention and a place of like, I'm really wanting to give this, not this is what I think you want, I think that there's power behind that. And I think your partner feels that energy exchange.
Absolutely.
Right?
So I'm curious too, do you consider cock worship a kink?
I would say yes, again, because most people wouldn't do this. And again, it's not just a hand job, although some people, I mean, kink is such an interesting thing. Everybody has a different spectrum of what kinky is to them, you know? So somebody listening to this is probably, you know, somebody might be, oh, I've done this several times with a partner, you know? But yeah, certainly I think to this capacity, because you're bringing in a little bit of woo, I guess I would say, because you're making it, yeah, a little spiritual connection.
Kind of so, routine-y, like not routine-y in like the sense of routine, but like structure maybe.
Yeah.
Like that routine structure, like, you know, spirituality. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're getting out of probably your normal routine. So if your normal routine is always sex on Friday night, missionary style, you know, we might use a sex toy and that could be kinky for somebody. But yeah, this is like giving you a different way of a new thing to try and a new way to connect. And so, yeah, certainly I would say this is kinky. Yeah.
Yeah. I know like on FetLife profiles, it's considered, I think, a kink, and that a lot of people put that as something that they may be interested in exploring. So I definitely would consider it one of the million kinks. Mm-hmm. And I love the way that you described it as a doing intimacy differently. I think we a lot of times focus intimacy so much on P&V, right? Mm-hmm. Like just...
Or intercourse specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A great way to look at this too. It's like you're expanding what your definition of sex is, because certainly I don't think many people would come together and do something like this, do an experience of like this, and then be like, that wasn't sex, right? Like, this is a very sexual thing. But if you're listening to this and you're like, no, I wouldn't consider it sex, like that, I would say that's something to explore. You know, same thing. Would you consider oral sex sex? Does sex have to include penetration to you? This is a conversation I have often with clients, usually pretty early on too. It's like, what is your definition of sex? You know?
I'm so intrigued to try this one day and to like have a partner who is curious about it as well.
Yeah. I think if you have that, because again, single lady, right? Like married lady, we have two different perspectives of this. But I think if you were with somebody that it was more of a consistent hooking up and you had that level of safety, like you felt safe to go there with them and they were open and consenting. And of course, all of those things, I think that this is still something that you could do. You don't, I wouldn't say you need to be in partnership. I mean, men would hire people, hire sex workers to like have an experience like this. So certainly it's like, if you're willing and wanting, and this is again, you're, yes, you're giving, but it's also a pleasurable experience for you. And I feel it makes me feel so fulfilled to know, like, I can give this love and that I want to give this love to him, you know?
Yeah, totally makes sense.
Okay, back on the pressure focus of this, for men that experience erectile dysfunction, this can be such an amazing, incredible tool, because so often I work a lot with men that are experiencing ED. The partners, generally female partners, are feeling that guilt. Like, it's because of me, it's something I'm doing or something I'm not doing. And so bringing in an exercise like this with cock worship, you are, because I fully believe that ED, yes, there's a physical component of it. And when I work with people, I'm like, talk to the doctor, get the blood test, like make sure everything is working right. You know, blood flow is circulating, no heart issues, all of that. But 90% of the time it's mental focus, because they had a traumatic experience, they had a time where something didn't go well, or they were criticized or they were shamed or degraded or something. And, you know, something happened, something was imprinted there. And that's either consciously or subconsciously coming up when they're having sex. And it's generally when they're having partnered sex. And that's how I know if it's mental related, they are having no problem getting erection and staying hard during masturbation. And if it's only happening during partnered sex, that's how you know, like it's mostly mental related. So anyways, so this practice, this is a partnered experience that you're doing with them. And so this, again, this is teaching them, you're taking the pressure off the table. You're taking off the goal of orgasm, or the goal for them to have to please you or please themselves, or, you know, stay hard, get hard, all of that. So again, it's like, yeah, this is incredible. And so you're helping them, you're sort of helping them rewire the way that they look at pleasure. And for so many men that I work with, it's once they can get over that hump, like they get over that pressure and they're able to let go of that pressure, let go of their fear, then they have no problem getting hard and staying hard and fucking all the time.
Are you ready to start understanding yourself better, learning and recognizing your patterns, and really develop a relationship with yourself? If this sounds like you, the Unleashing My Power, a Women's Empowerment and Gratitude Journal is for you. This journal was specifically curated for women just like you to help you take back your power and develop and go to the next level in life. My friend Danielle and I created this journal because of our own experiences and what we were looking for in a daily practice to improve our connection to self and really become connected with ourselves. This is game-changing, and the feedback that we are getting from other women who have started using this journal is absolutely amazing. You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to jordandanelle.com/journal, and it'll take you right there. I hope you enjoy. Be sure to go snag yours right away and leave me a review. Tell us what you think about it. Slide in the DMs. I know that your life will change when you start using this journal.
It's so interesting. This was actually a recent conversation of mine with a friend of mine about the erectile dysfunction in relation to feeling like they have to, are they as good as other people? Is it enough for you? And yeah, there's a lot I want to say about this.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting because a lot of partners that I have, like, they don't all stay hard the whole time.
Right.
And a lot of women, we internalize that as, like you said, as something that we are doing, but that's A, generally not going to be the case.
Yeah.
And B, it's a normal part of it. And something that I've learned, you know, if your partner does not stay hard is not making an ordeal about it. Like, you know, switching it up. So maybe you go to back to oral sex or you do something a little bit different. Maybe they go down on you.
Maybe that, you make out for 10 minutes.
Or cuddle. Or like take a fucking break. And literally doesn't mean anything about the experience for either party.
Yeah. Get creative. And I'm glad you said that too. It so often doesn't have to do with the other person, the person you're having sex with, because you think of female desire, right? How many women have we worked with that struggle with desire? And how many then of their male partners think, oh, it's because of me. I'm not, she's not into me. She doesn't love me. I don't turn her on anymore. You know, all these things. And it's, we know it's not that. And so it really, it goes both ways with this. But again, just how we're raised with this, and I think for women specifically, it's like we need to please the man. We need to please the man. And yeah, this is just mind fucking that concept, right?
And I feel like it's such an intentional way to please the man. And just the intentionality behind it, I think it's just so hot.
Yeah.
And can create such a different experience for both of you.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, like with going back with the reciprocity piece of this, you know, when I'm thinking of previous encounters where we've had this, it's like sometimes we might have sex afterwards and sometimes we don't. Like, and I think it's the times that we don't that you're instilling this belief is like, this is just for you. And yeah, so it can go both ways. And I would say like for people listening, like not getting caught up, like, oh, we can't have sex, you know, this is just that because yeah, very rarely do I tell people like not to have sex unless, you know, we won't go down there. But
I'm curious. So as somebody who is highly sexual, like this would be very arousing for me.
Yeah.
And then like we complete that.
Yeah.
I'm going to want to fuck.
What would it look like? So what would it look like if you stayed in that you were the giver? And what if you gave yourself pleasure in front of them while they watched? So they were still receiving and they weren't having to do anything.
Ooh, I know. That sounds so juicy. Let me make a phone call.
That sounds like, continue to lay here, babe. And I'm, again, I said I was giving tonight. So I'm now giving you a little show like this. And I think that too is like you're showing them too that this was for both people. Yes, the focus is on giving to them, but you're also giving to yourself, right? Because most people would become, I become very turned on during this too. So,
yeah,
you're normal.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. I'm just fascinated.
Yeah.
Very fascinated by cocks and cock worship.
Yeah.
I also know like I would want to put it in my mouth because I love cocks in my mouth.
Same. Same. I feel very talented in the things that I can do with my mouth and hands. So with a penis.
Oh, I love that. Going back to feeling like internalizing soft cocks. I love that you brought up like how many times as women, like maybe we're not producing lubrication or like our libido is off, desire is off. And I know for me, sometimes like I get in my head about it didn't stay hard.
Yeah.
And that's something that I always go back to is like, how many times do we switch positions and like that position just, it's not that it doesn't do it for me, but it just doesn't do what other positions do for me. And so like I might not produce as much secretions or I might just be a little less into it, but that doesn't mean that it's not enjoyable.
Exactly. Yeah. And reminding yourself that of that too when you are in the giving role for sure. And you think of, you know, if somebody is, you're fully relaxed, like maybe after a massage, like you're so relaxed, like you're so zen, like you're so out of it, you might not, right? Like the penis might also just be relaxed, right? And it's like, it's feeling that good. And I was able to surrender and be in this experience that it's, yeah, like the body felt safe enough to relax and to allow cock to be soft. And again, for the woman to be able to praise that and still keep going. Or maybe if it becomes soft, like maybe, yeah, she takes a break and goes back to inner thigh massage, or maybe then you start to explore anal play at that point.
Would you consider this like some type of power dynamic as well, like dom-subish dynamic? Because they are being submissive on the receiving side, or would you not consider it like a dom-subish?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I definitely think there is the psychological side, like the psychological kink side of this, for sure, because there is that power exchange. There's another thing I want to mention too, position-wise, because sometimes I think people get caught up in the word worship. What exactly am I worshiping? But if you're wanting to sort of maximize on that word worship, you know, having them sit on the couch and then you're kneeling down in front of them. So it's like you're kneeling before them, essentially. So that can be seen as, you know, a worshiping position. It's also really comfortable to work from that position because you're, you know, you're able to rest on your legs, you're able to move around versus having them lying on a bed. You know, you might have to flip over from one side to the other. You know, we usually use our massage table at home, so I'm able to just kind of walk back and forth. So that makes it easier. But then even sometimes giving head, for instance, like if I am using my mouth, I'm on like this side, you know, side motion, which I think feels good. But generally, I want to be like facing him, you know, because I want my tongue to be on that main vein. I want my tongue to be on that pleasure zone. So yeah, so thinking through that. But yeah, the worship piece, you know, you don't need to be like bowing down to them if you want, if that feels good, you know, of course do that. But I wanted to point that out too. And maybe, and you don't need to call it cock worship. Other, I've heard of this is tantric penis massage. You know, it's just, you can call it intentional penis time, right? Like your time, his time, king time, whatever feels best for you. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to be attached to cock worship.
And I feel like it's also a lot about like worshiping the masculinity and like the man in him and helping maybe him even embody becoming more masculine and more like in control in a very different way.
Yeah. Right. Cause you can still be a dom and in the receiving space, right? That dom sub play is more so the psychological piece of it, not so much like who's doing what. Because if you're a dominant and you're saying, okay, now I want you to go down on me or look at me even, right? Like those are still commands into where you're instructing them to give to you. It's not always the dom that is the one that's inflicting the spanks and spanking and flogging and doing all that. It's just such a beautiful exchange.
What about language? Do you say anything to him while you're doing this?
Yeah, good question. Certainly, yeah, bringing in affirmations. So complimenting him, how good he looks, how much you love him, complimenting on, if you want, like penis stuff, like look at how hard you are, look at you relaxing, like look at you, you know, I love seeing you receive in this way. I love seeing how your face looks right now. Like I love to witness you naked like this. So yeah, certainly affirmations, and you know, that would be considered dirty talk too. So yeah.
And psychological kink.
Yes.
Kind of like how I like to be called a good girl.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, you're being a good boy, or you're being a good man, or I'm being such a good girl giving you this. Yeah, and
I'm
and
a good
if you
girl
know,
for daddy.
Yeah, what else? I mean, people, if they have a, you know, a pet name that you want to bring in, or yeah, if you use daddy or marking, or you know, husband, wife is really our kink words. Like, fucking, you call me come for my wife and or come for my husband. I'm like, ugh. Yes, 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 yes. Any second now. So bringing in language that if you are already using dirty talk in your relationship, like bringing that in, because again, you're creating an experience based on the things that you know that they like. And I find that most men love penis praise. Like, yeah, like being told how hard they are or how good they look or how big they are, how big they feel. Bring some of that in, sure.
Yes. So you talked about like setting up the scene with what they like. I think that's such a really good thing to talk about, because I know for me, I feel like the scene is always set up for me because I like it very particular.
Yeah. And it might be similar. It might be similar for them. And I think sometimes most men, they probably don't put a lot of thought into what they want their scene to look like. So this could be, I mean, you could certainly ask them. Have them do something like an erotic blueprint quiz. And so you know what things they're into. But I think for this specifically, like the point is that you're not using toys. You're not, you know, yes, you want to use lubes and things like that because you want it to have a nice glide and feel comfortable for them. but it's that hand to body connection that you're going for. But yeah, I think I would say too, for most men, what they're like, what you're into, the sensual side, is probably they might not have experienced it until they know, right? And so I remember when we started to bring this in and started decorating our sex room and stuff, and he would be like, oh wow, like I never realized how much these red velvet curtains were going to make a difference, right? Or the incense that I burn, he's like, he'll comment like, oh, I really like that one, or ooh, is that, I don't know if I like that one, like what's that one, you know? So you're picking up along the way throughout other sexual experiences too.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. There's just so much room for play in pleasure.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. Mm-hmm. And yet so many of us don't explore the depths of all of the pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like,
keep listening to these podcasts and you'll get so many ideas.
Tons of ideas. And I feel like, you know, at the Her Retreat this weekend, that was something that we really talked about, was like the depths of pleasure and how it's so much more than lay down, get on top, come. Okay, next.
Done. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and this weekend too, I think a lot of the girls commented like going through the erotic blueprint workshop and being able to try out being in an energetic blueprint, or try out, you know, sensual experiences and playing with your food and being sexy with your food, right? And just to be in a space. And this, again, this is a perfect, you were given permission to go there this weekend, and you were invited to go there this weekend. And so thinking through this concept of cock worship, you're doing the same thing. You're inviting them and you're giving them permission to go there or to not go there, essentially, you know?
I love that. And I feel like that's such a good thing to end this podcast on, is giving you permission, giving you permission to explore whatever you want and try new things. And yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's just such a perfect,
I love that.
Perfect place.
Yeah. To end. Yeah. So. And yeah, you got it. You know, you'll try anything once, right?
Hell yeah.
And so if you do this for the first time and you feel like it's a train wreck, that doesn't mean not try it again. You know, like have feedback a couple hours later and, you know, talk through it and see what maybe you can do differently. And really, I feel like too with this, you can't go wrong. Like if you're having fun, if you're feeling connected, if pleasure is there, that's the goal, right? If for my goal oriented people, that's the goal. Pleasure is the measure.
Yeah.
Not orgasm.
Well, and I love too that you just brought up trying for the first time. There, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but I talk about this with other people. I try everything twice. The first time is like 99% of the time, the first time you do something, it's going to be awkward. Mm-hmm. It's going to be weird. And so you can't necessarily, if you didn't really love it, you can't necessarily judge that. You may know if you really liked it. Mm-hmm. But you may not know that you, was it just awkward? Is that why you didn't like it? So I always give everything a second shot, unless it was like a hell no.
Yeah.
Because then I get an opportunity, like I've done it before. Let's see how it goes the second time.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I think anybody that has had a bad anal experience to remember that.
Yeah.
Just so many people. Yeah. It's, yeah. If it was like a oops, wrong hole moment, that we can't count that. Like that wasn't intentional. You didn't set yourself up. That should never happen. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely had some anal experiences, even though it's not my thing, where I was like, that's not bad.
I remember my first time we had planned to have anal sex, like, or I think I said, like, let's try this, like, during sex. And afterwards, I was like, I want to write a blog about this. This was like probably 7 years ago. It's like, I'm going to write a blog about this. Like, it was like mind blowing to me, like, literally, like, game changer. And yeah, it was just, I always think of that.
Mine was not that planned.
No.
They were all hookups. Yeah. Surprise. Yeah, okay. Yes, surprise, yeah. Prize.
Spoiler alert.
So, well, where can the listeners find you at, Rachel?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. That's my favorite place to hang out. I'm there at @the_Rachel_Maine. Or if you're interested in any masterclasses, coaching, working with me, rachelmaine.com is a place to be.
And where's your podcast?
Oh, yeah. You can also listen to any platform that you listen to music on. And my podcast is Owning Your Sexual Self.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for joining me today.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. This podcast is sponsored by Intimacy Coaching by Jordan Donnell. Have you ever desired more from your sex life, or feel like you're having good sex but curious about how to make it even better? Are you desiring a deeper intimate connection with yourself? Or maybe you are dealing with desire and arousal concerns or struggling with communicating your desires with your partner. If you're hearing this and thinking, that might be me, and you're curious to learn a bit more, let's chat. I would love to talk with you more to see if working with me is a good fit for you. To learn more about intimacy coaching with Jordan Donnell, go to coaching.jordandonnell.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again, and see you next episode.